Amen. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
Good
good morning.
morning.
Amen. This is the
Good
day
morning,
that
everybody.
the Lord has made. Let us
Yes,
rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
Giving honor and praise to God, who's ahead of my life, to my wife, to my bishop, Eric Kincaid Clark, Pastor Lenore Clark, all the pastors, ministers, deacons, all the saints that's on the line. We welcome you this morning. We welcome you, especially those that are coming back, that's been away for a while, and maybe we have some first timers. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're going to move right on to our first prayer lead. At this time, we have Sister Rachel.
Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Go ahead and let God use you. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. It's good to be with you, be back with you, brothers and sisters. I'm so sad to miss you as a host this week. I thank and praise God for his healing and my wellness being restored. I was very, very sick the last 2 days after traveling. And I just thank God for his restoration. My topic this morning for prayer is homelessness. And the scripture comes to mind that even the Son of God doesn't have a place to lay his head. In this time and in this season, this is an especially tender topic for me. Within our ministry, we do an outreach program that addresses safe housing. So I'm especially aware of what a great need there is for safe housing. We're in a housing crisis right now in the United States. Many people, due to many different kinds of circumstances, do not have a safe place to call home. And I'm especially grateful for the opportunity to gather together this morning and pray about this. Let's pray. And I pray that you would remember our ministry, Total Life Wellness, and remember to keep us covered in prayer as we work diligently to find funding and provide safe housing and supportive services through our ministry to help people have a safe place to live and rebuild their lives holistically. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you for our homes. Lord, I know what it feels like to not have a safe place to go. There may be many other people on this line or connected to your people that know how that feels. God, we know that ultimately our home is in you. We pray for the people, Father God, that are struggling in homelessness or housing insecurities. Lord God, some people may not know where next month's rent is coming from. Lord, you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. And I pray that over your people today for anyone who's worrying about the safety and security of their home. Lord Jesus, it's a reality. Some people are working hard every day, Lord God, and are still unsure about how to pay their rent or mortgage. I cover them in the blood of the Lamb. I pray for provision for them. God, we pray for the most extreme cases of housing insecurities, those that are sleeping right here, we know, in our cities, Lord God, on the street or in tents, Father God, or in the woods or in their vehicles. Lord, I pray peace and comfort and warmth over them. I pray that you'd wrap your arms around them, Jesus, and let them know that you are with them, that you never leave us or forsake us, and that you leave the 99 to find each and every one of us. God, I pray that you would open up doors, Lord Jesus, for them to walk into shelters, Father God. Make more beds, Lord, undergird and strengthen the families, Father God, like ours that provide safe housing and shelter. Lord, I pray for protection and peace within the shelters, Father God. There's so much disruption and discouragement in some of them. People don't even want to go to the shelters that there are. I pray for order and alignment within them. I pray that you would inspire more people to get engaged in housing. Heavenly Father, I pray the blood of Jesus over HUD. At a government level, Lord God, I pray that you would open up more doors of opportunity. Lift every weight. Lord God, release more funds. You are sovereign and you are providential and you are over it all. Heavenly Father, I pray that you take the money from the hands of the people that are serving themselves and you put it in the hands of the people that will serve your people, that will provide safe housing, that will give supportive services, that will open up more shelters. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would open our hearts and our homes, Lord God, that we would be inspired to serve, inspired to help, inspired to provide. If it's not our own personal homes, Lord God, I pray that we would be inspired to find a way to reach out a helping hand, even if it's just referring for a resource, Lord God, or inviting someone over for a warm meal and prayer, Lord God. I pray that we would be the church. We thank you and praise you, Father God, for godly leadership in Bishop Clark and Pastor Lenora that teaches us and inspires us to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that we would remember that, that as we minister from our location, that it wouldn't just be words, Father God, but it would be deeds, that action would be done, that your Holy Spirit would manifest through us, especially in this season, Father God, at this time in the cold, where there's sickness, Lord God, where there's loneliness that prevails. Many people are suffering great grief during this time. Many times, Lord Jesus, the holiday is an amplifier of the loss and the pain and the brokenness that are in people's lives. And I pray, Father God, that we would be the healing balm of Gilead that soothes their souls. I pray when they encounter us, your people, that they feel the warmth and the light and the love of you, Jesus. That they experience the love of the Father, the grace of the Savior, and the power of the Holy Spirit in us and through us. I pray that you would highlight opportunities for us to give. I pray that you would highlight, create opportunities for us to provide and protect for your people. I pray that you would highlight opportunities for us to allow others to encounter and experience Jesus. Lord, I pray that we would have divine wisdom, insight, revelation, and knowledge to help in housing. Lord, we're in a crisis. We are in a crisis globally, but especially in America. And you said, according to your word, that if your people, that means us, would humble ourselves and pray. Lord, we're praying. We're crying out to you this morning on behalf of the people that are unhoused, on behalf of the people that are experiencing fear, worry, doubt, and anxiety over housing insecurities. Lord, we're gathering together in agreement on this prayer line this morning to petition you, Father God, on behalf of your people. We humble ourselves to pray, Father God, in the area of housing with a specialized focus, Jesus, on homelessness. You said, Lord God, that if we would repent of our sins and turn, that you would hear our cries and heal our land. Lord, we repent for every opportunity we've taken for granted. Lord Jesus, we repent for every time we've turned a blind eye to a hurting or homeless person. Lord God, we repent for the times where we could have given a little more. We could have opened our doors. We could have offered a warm bed or a warm meal or just a warm hand. We ask for your forgiveness, and we pray, Father God, that you would pour out your provision and your inspiration for us to be helpers. We are called. It is your great commission. You told us to bind up the brokenhearted, set captives free, and to share, Father God, your love and ministry, and we want to do that. We take advantage of this opportunity to answer the great commission, to answer your call. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that you want to use us. I pray that you spark our spirits in the name of Jesus and activate us, Heavenly Father, to go forth in bold ministry to take down these principalities that cover our lands. In the name of Jesus, they're coming down. No longer will people be held in bondage. No longer will people suffer in silence in the street, in homelessness and addiction. No longer will they be bound, Father God, by unhealthiness. Lord God, we want total life wellness. We want life abundantly for all your people, just like you promised. You said, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but we bind it in the name of Jesus. And we release the anointing of you, Jesus, so that we all may have life and have it abundantly. Lord, we know that we can't solve every problem on this side of heaven. We know ultimately total restoration will come with you in your return. But Lord God, help us to occupy and do business while we're here. Help us to take territory for your kingdom. Help us to answer the Great Commission daily. Help us to pick up our cross and walk with you. Help us to reach out a hand to the hurting and the homeless, Father God, in each and every way that we can. Remind us of our true purpose here, and that's to be an extension of heaven here on earth. Your kingdom is to come here and now and to come. And we thank you and praise you that we get to partner with you in kingdom advancement and co-labor with you in purpose. Remind us of what we're here for. It's not just our comfort. Lord God, please don't let us stay stuck in complacency. Activate us. Holy Spirit, activate us. Lord God, I rebuke selfishness. And Lord, it's not easy sometimes. We all are struggling with challenges. We all have financial things we have to deal with. We all have bills. We all have family. Lord God, there's people right in our family suffering. Wherever you can use us, show us. And however you can multiply our fish and five loaves, do it. We offer them over to you. They're for you. They're for your use. You gave it to us, so we give it back to you. Wherever we can open our hands and our hearts and our doors, show us. Help us to be surrendered, submitted, and obedient to the call of service with Jesus. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. And even you came to serve. Remind us of our purpose. We pray the blood of Jesus over each and every person that's sick and suffering, lost and broken, and displaced. Lord Jesus, I pray they'd feel your comfort. I pray they feel your peace. I pray they feel your love. I pray by the leading of your Holy Spirit, you draw them in. Draw them into heat, deliverance from anything that's keeping them bound. I pray that you draw them out of hopelessness, out of addiction. I pray the blood of Jesus over mental health issues. We know all of these disparities often keep people homeless. God, I pray for healing. I pray for hope. I pray for restoration, and I pray for permanent placement. We thank you and praise you. We seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And at this time, I thank you, brothers and sisters, for the opportunity to pray. And I turn it back over to our host this morning. Bless you.
Amen, Sister Rachel. God bless you. What was the name of your ministry?
Hallelujah. Our minister, Total Life Wellness.
Amen. We want to support you.
Yes. Praise God. You can look into
Sister Rachel.
Yeah, you can find it at totallifewellness.org.
Amen. Totallifewellness.org. Let's keep that in mind. You're doing a great work. Keep on doing what you're doing. We thank God for you being with us on our prayer line. We thank God that you're feeling better. My name is Minister Andre Jeffries. For those that are just coming on, that was Sister Rachel. I am ministering from Richmond Heights, Ohio. I am your host for today. We thank God that everyone is in the house. Those that are in homeless, it's cold out there. So we pray that they find shelter today, because it is cold in Cleveland today, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to keep it moving with our next prayer lead. That would be Sister Cynthia. Sister Cynthia, you can go right ahead when you're ready.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Cynthia, and my word on today is family. And I'm coming out on Mark 3, starting at the 31st verse, where it says, Jesus' true family, there came then his brethren and his mother, and standing without sin unto him, calling him, And the multitude said about him, and they said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren without seek for thee. And he answered them, saying, Who is my mother or my brethren? And he looked around about on them that said about him and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. But whosoever should do the will of God, the same is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor, for truly you worthy to be praised, God. We thank you as we come before your throne of grace, knowing that, God, your word is true, God. We thank you, Lord, today for family in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our natural family, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we stand in proxy praying for our family, God. Lord, that those that don't know you will come to know you in a real way, God. That they'll come to know you in a true way, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray, God, that the confusion that runs through the families on today, I pray, God, that you would intervene, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And that you would bring the love back that was once there, God, in the name of Jesus. There's so many families, God, today that don't speak to one another. They don't have anything to do with one another, God. They don't visit each other home. They don't talk on the phone, God. We come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. For Satan is a liar and a deceiver. God, your word said that the enemy is in your own household, God, in the name of Jesus. Fathers against sons, mothers against daughters. God, we pray, God, for healing in the land concerning the separation of families on today in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that they'll remember even growing up years ago in the houses, God, where the love seems to flow in the name of Jesus, God. But, Lord, as they grew and they begin to get things, they forget sometimes, God, where they come from, Lord. We're thankful and grateful on today, God, that we're not homeless, God. We're thankful and grateful on, Lord, all the times that you kept us covered, all the times that you kept us in shelters, God, because we don't know why people sometimes become homeless, God. But we thank you, God, Lord, that you're covering our families. You're keeping our families together. But we pray most of all that salvation will come to their house, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you. We praise you. And, Lord, you say, who is my family? Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who's my sister? Lord, those that seek and search and follow you, God, that comes to know you in a real way in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I thank you and I praise you for the opportunity that you give us, God, to get to know who you are, a real family. So, God, I stand in the gap and I pray for my church family, God. I pray for those, God, that calls on the name of Jesus, that loves you, God, that knows and understands who you are, God. I pray, God, that whatever going on in their lives, that you will meet the need in the name of Jesus, that you will cover them under the blood, that you will protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that your word will become true to them, that your word will come life to them, because, God, your word is life. It's our lifeline. And so, God, I pray, God, Lord, that they'll begin to continue to follow you, God. So, Lord, that they're following Jesus, and the only way to you is through your Son. And so, God, we are thankful on today that you so loved us, God. How much, Lord Jesus, that you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And, Lord, you know that we're in the season now of your birth. And I know people say, well, you can't prove that he was born on December 25th, you don't know what day he was born, but I know you was born, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you, God. I pray, God, that people will not see you at Christmas. They're always making you a newborn baby, that you became a grown man. And you went to the cross. You died on the cross. And 3 days later, you got up with all power. And, Lord God, at Christmas time, they just keep putting you in the manger. But you're no longer in that manger, God. Help them, Lord, to see you as who you are in the name of Jesus, Lord. Because you got up with all power and you gave power unto us, God. And you told us to go out into the world, Lord. but our lifestyle has to measure up to you, God. When people see us, they ought to see you, Jesus. They ought to see you, Lord. They are not to see us, but they ought to see a light shining out of us, allowing them to know there's something different about you. Yeah, because I've been with Jesus. I know who you are in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray that we'll begin, Lord, to search and study your word, just like we search and study everything on that internet and that Facebook, Lord. Help us to search and study you, that we'll know you like never before, and we'll hear you like never before, and that you'll speak in our spirit, God, and you'll tell us what to do, God, in the name of Jesus, because you're a good God and you're awesome, God. You care about every little thing in our lives, God. You meet the need because your word said that you should supply all our needs according to your riches by Christ Jesus. You said, God, that the power, you said you are able to do abundantly above all we can think. But you said the power that worketh within us, we have to put it to work, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I thank you and I praise you. I pray, God, that whatever the need is on this line that you meet, God, I pray that the people will begin to understand the meaning of Christmas, God, and that it's all not just about spending money, going broke, God, buying things, Lord, because I know, God, about buying all those things. And, God, when Christmas comes, the dial head is off the dial in the corner somewhere. The trucks is missing the wheels, God. In the name of Jesus. And we don't run from store to store trying to get these things, God. And you said in the last days a generation of rocked up, unthankful, ungrateful, unholy, care about nothing but themselves, God. I pray against that spirit in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you would give us wisdom when it comes to this time of year, that you would give us wisdom, Lord. God, you can't tell people how to spend their money. You can't tell people how to give. But, Lord, I pray, Lord, that spirit will come, that we'll learn to give to those that don't get, Lord. Sometimes, Lord, we don't have to just spend thousands of dollars. We can volunteer, Lord, to serve food at the homeless shelter. God, we can learn to take a pan to the homeless shelter. Lord, God, if we know that we ain't doing that no Christmas and have nothing to do, we can deliver food to the shut-in. Lord, to the elderly, God, that can't get out or maybe can't cook the food, God. We could do those things in the name of Jesus for Christmas. You don't always have to be sitting around a tree drinking cocoa, coffee. But, Lord, let us search you and ask you, what would you have us to do? What would you have us to do, Lord? Because the world won't even let you be born, for they had to sin. Big fat Santa Claus, so close to Satan. But we want to learn, God, to honor you and worship you. We don't have to do it like the world. We can do it, God, according to scriptures. We can do it, God, giving back to you. It's your birthday, Lord. And our birthday is your birthday. So what are we going to do for your birthday? What gift are we going to give you on your birthday, God? Since it's your birthday, how are we going to worship and praise you for your day, God? What gift do we bring to you? Do we bring our whole heart to repent and ask for forgiveness of the life that we lived all year long and sometimes it wasn't pleasing to you? What are we going to give you, God, for your birthday? Is we going to change our lives? Is we going to begin to pray more for our families to be delivered and set free and saved and come to love you and know you in a special way? What are we going to give you, God, for your birthday? What are we going to give you? What are we going to change in our lives, God? What are we going to change in our lives? It's Christmas, but it's your day. And the world tried to make it everybody's day but yours. But I thank you and I praise you, God, that we can serve you every day. And it just don't have to be on Christmas and we don't have to see you in the manger. Because
because we know the third day you got up with all power. And so, God, we thank you. We praise you. Now you say that your word should not come back void, but it will accomplish what we sent it to do. You said if we have faith as a sycamore tree, we could speak to those mountains. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. So, God, we thank you that on the day that you're honoring your word is blessed. And we thank you, God, that what we are praying for today shall not come back for it, but it'll be honored because we're speaking your word. You say, give me my word, and will I not honor it, God? You didn't say, give me jumbo jumbo. You said, give me my word. And so I speak to every mountain that's standing in the way. I pull it down in the name of Jesus. And I call it by faith, God. You said if we had faith, this is mustard seed. You said you gave us all of that, your faith. We got to use your faith. Faith coming by hearing. And hearing by the word of God, we got to begin to hear your word in these past days. We got to hear what you say, God. You told us to go right. Sometimes we keep going left. But help us to get on the right path. Help us to be in right standing with you. And so I send it under the blood. I call it the ambassador. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor, Lord, for truly you worthy. So, God, I pray that everybody's on this line, that you will bless them and bless their family. And I seal it under the blood. I call it done by faith. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, saints. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen, Sister Cynthia. We thank you for your passionate prayer on family. We thank you for your insight. We thank you for your heart for God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We love hearing you pray. We're at the halfway point of our prayer service from 8 to 9. Some of you may have to leave. If you don't, we welcome you to stay on the train with us. But if you have to leave, we're asking that you can sow a seed. You can sow that seed to Cash App to $Bishop Clark, or you can send it to Text to Give, G-I-V-E, to 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org, and you can give your offering there. You can also upload your one-minute GPS, Guiding People to Salvation, and you can also put in your prayer request. At this time, we're going to move right on, and we're going to introduce our next prayer lead, which would be Pastor Buckner, Pastor Terry Buckner. You can go ahead when you're ready, sir.
Good morning, grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. God is good this morning. We thank God for Sister Rachel and Cynthia, Sister Cynthia, for their prayers this morning. It was good. It's good. I like it. I like it. I love it. We're praying for all those who are out in the elements this morning, those who are just a little frigid this morning. We pray that they find shelter. Pray that they find a blanket. My God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that those who are looking for housing will find the necessary shelter that they need in the name of Jesus. If you've never been out in those elements, you really don't understand what's out there. The frigid cold, my God. And it is, you can't even think when you're outside of the cold like this. Your mind just shuts down. But God, we know that there's a God. We know that God has a ram in the bush. He's going to provide. We don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to do it. But Somebody was praying, and I heard something this morning about when he fed the 5,000. And we know that he had 2 fish and 5 loaves, right? We know that he was going to work a miracle. But he did something before the miracle. He told the disciples, tell the people to sit down. Just tell them to sit down. Before the miracle, we need order. Just have to sit down. We need some order. And I believe that God who performed that miracle years ago is still in the miracle working business. He don't change. What happened then, it could happen today. By God. So I heard God say something this morning. Just be still and know that I'm God. Just sit down and be still. I'm about to work a miracle in the lives of those who believe. And I still believe. I still got crazy faith that, God, you can do exactly what you said you can do. Hallelujah. I don't know who that's for. It may be just for me. But hallelujah. I receive it. And I stand on it this morning. Even with this cold I'm going through, I stand on your promises, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Praying for all those who are on our prayer list this morning. Those who are going through different things in their life. Sitting in the illness. We're praying that God would lift them up. God would cover them. God would be with them. Even our church over in Africa. Pastor Payne, Pastor Matthew, that God would bless him and bless his people in the name of Jesus. Those being rehab centers and nursing homes, God would bless them and the co-workers and the laborers there. That God would bless them, Sage Fisher. That God would touch her. Brother Derek and his family, the pastor. Mr. Andre, his cousin Derek, we bless the family right now in the name of Jesus. Brother Bernard, Mercedes, Ayana, and Yanni, we ask God to touch them in a special way. Kelvin, all those bereaved families, all those who have lost loved ones throughout the years on the holidays, they it's a tough time. They say this is the most depressed time of the year because people think about their loved ones and they just get worried, start to worry and get immobilized. But Lord, we want to say thank you for the time that we had with them. Thank you for all those wonderful memories. Cynthia Horton, our brother, we pray for her and her family. We pray for David Jr. We pray for Timothy. We pray for Alicia. My God, in the name of Jesus. God, be with them, touch them, and keep them all covered, all those that are on this list and the rest of our list. We got our own personal list. My God, and just bless them and touch them and keep them covered and keep them strengthened in the name of Jesus. I want to read in Psalm 37. He says, don't worry about the wicked or envy those who are doing wrong. For the grass, they soon will fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon will wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and will prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. He will give you your heart's desires if you delight in him. In the mighty name of Jesus, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make your innocence radiant like dawn and justice of your case will shine like a noonday sun. Be still in the presence. Oh, there I go again. Be still in the presence of the Lord. I will wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people and how they prosper or fret about the wicked schemes. My God, keep your eyes on Jesus. That's what I'm saying. He goes verse number 8. He says, stop being angry. Turn from your anger. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. Verse 9, for the wicked will be delivered, destroyed. But those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. Soon the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they will be gone. The lowly will possess the land and will live in peace and prosperity. My God, let him drop all the way down. For the sake of time, he says, we're still in Psalm 37. He says, verse 25, once I was young and now I'm old, I'm not a living. Yet I've never seen the godly abandoned or the children begging for bread. I've never seen the godly forsaken or his child begging bread. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his child begging for bread. The righteous, the people of God, those are connected to this line. God is saying, I've never seen you forsaken. You're never going to always be in my mind, always be on my heart. And you're going to be blessed because you're connected to me. That doesn't mean that you won't go through some hardship, some tough times, but I'm going to pull you through. God is saying, I'm going to uphold you and lift you up. I'm not going to let you fall. The word that I've given you will come out. Excuse my voice, it's gone. In the name of Jesus, let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. I ask for your strength today, strength to get through this prayer line. I thank you for all that you've done, all that you're going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. You've been good and you've been kind and you've been merciful. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, you never let the righteous go without, Lord. My God, we thank you for all the prayers, all the provision that you have given us, even those things sometimes we don't mention on a daily basis. But we thank you for the food. We thank you for the shelter. We thank you for a warm place to sleep at night. We thank you for the blanket, the pillow. My God, we thank you for the heat that's on. My God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for your hand of mercy and your hand of grace, your everlasting arm of love. My God, we know that your hand is not short, that it cannot save, nor your ear heavy, that you cannot hear. We thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this tea that I'm drinking and this orange juice, trying to get better. We thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, but I just got to say one more thing, that you're so gracious and kind and so merciful. I just had to just say something today, that I love you so much. I just want to say thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Thank you for your hand that's always upon us. I ask that all those who pray on this prayer line, I ask for a special blessing to be upon them and their families this season. Bless them with their heart's desire right now is my prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to encourage them in the things of God. My God. Continue to encourage them in the things of God. Continue to speak wisdom into their life and prosperity in their life. Let them hold on to their faith. Let them don't lose their faith. Don't waver. Don't be tossing to and fro, but be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of God. I thank you. I ask that you encourage them to keep going, to encourage them in their ministry, in their own ministry right now, that it will flourish and do what God has sent it out to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, thank you. For the seed that you have given us, the seed of the word, that we will take the seed and plant it, that someone else would water, and God, you alone would get the increase where it is needed. I believe it in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the righteous ones. We thank you for them. We thank you that for the prayers of the saints. We thank you for them right now. And we thank you for those who believe God, who still believe that God is in the miracle working business. God can do much with just a little. Just a little. He can do much with just a little. I thank you. I thank you for all the little babies, the little children right now. Bless them. encourage them and keep them safe in the school. Safe, Lord, when they go in the school, when they're in the classroom. We ask that there will be a hedge of protection around them in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for all the mothers and grandmothers who have children that's maybe in a little spot of trouble right now, maybe in jail, incarcerated, at the rehab center, at the detention center. I pray right now that God's going to send somebody their way to speak the word, to speak into their life, to change their situation. I pray that God will create in them a clean heart and renew a right spirit within them. I pray that they will repent of their sins and turn to Jesus. I pray they will lift their hands wherever they are in that cell right now. Lift their hands to God and call for God to come in. And in the name of Jesus, I pray that prayer right now. In the name of Jesus, I want to say thank you to all the people of God. The prayers, the prayer leads doing a great job. The prayer hosts doing a wonderful job. Thank you. Keep on encouraging one another. Keep building up one another's faith. Keep speaking the words of God into their life in the name of Jesus. And I want to say thank you for bearing with me. Hallelujah. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Pastor Buckner. We are praying for you and your complete healing. We plead the blood over you right now in the name of Jesus. Stand on the promises of God. And we thank you so much for your help. You know what I'm talking about. We thank you for that. Hey, people of God, our own minister, LaShonda Miller, they're having a funeral service for her uncle, Lorenzo James, at 2165 East 89th Street. The viewing is December 13th from 12 to 6 p.m. The wake is Saturday. The wake is Saturday, starts at 3:30. And the funeral is at 4 p.m. That's our own minister, LaShonda Miller, and Deacon Khalil. Keep them in your prayers as they lay their uncle to rest in the name of Jesus. We're coming to the end of our prayer service. I'd like to read the Believer's Declaration at this time. And it reads, number one, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministries. Number two, as mature believers, we minister from our location. And number three, we are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. We thank our prayer leads for their prayers. We thank Sister Rachel for praying on homeless and for the outreach ministry she's working in. And I like the fact that she said, activate us in the name of Jesus. Activate us. That caught my attention when she was praying. I thank Sister Cynthia for praying on family. She said, let people see Jesus how he is right now. He's not a baby no more. He's on the throne. He's all grown up. And I thank her for her prayer on family. Pastor Buckner, you always press your way through for the flock. And we thank you for your example and you standing on God's promises. I am Minister Andre Jeffries, and I am supposed to pray whatever's on my heart. I guess I'm going to look at one scripture. It's in the book of Psalms 150, verse 6. And it reads, "Let everything that have breath praise the Lord." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I was trying to look at the midweek Bible study. I couldn't pull it up for some reason, the YouTube channel, because I was at work last night. And I was trying to listen to it on my way home from work, but I couldn't get it for some reason. I don't know what's going on. I got the Daily Bread, but I couldn't get the midweek Bible study to come up. So I'm going to have to go back and get that as soon as I can. But, yeah, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. We are praying for our leaders. We are praying for them to be strengthened. We are praying for them, for those to be put in the right position. We thank our bishop for his teaching on strengthening and appointing leaders in the name of Jesus. We need to be strengthened and we need to be appointed. And I'm praying that God, give us strength and obedience, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, with our obedience to you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Show us how to obey your word in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us in the area of fasting. Lord, we need your help, Lord. To crucify our flesh, to turn that plate on, to push away from the table, Lord, in your name, Jesus, so that we can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Strengthen our minds this morning, Lord, with all the hustle and bustle and the stress and the distractions, Lord. Strengthen our minds, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to put on the helmet of salvation. In your name, Jesus. Renew our minds, Lord Jesus. Give us made-up minds, Lord. Don't let us be double-minded, Jesus. In your name, Lord. We need you in this area, Lord, of our lives, Lord. Strengthen our minds, Lord Jesus. Help those that have mental illnesses, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray for them right now. Lord, help us to strengthen ourselves in sanctifying our bodies, Lord. Give us the strength that we need, Lord, to set ourselves apart, that we may be vessels of honor for you. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord. Strengthen us in this area, Lord. Sanctify. Help us to sanctify ourselves, Lord. Help us to consecrate ourselves to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, you know we need strength in our finances, Lord. Especially in times that we're going through right now, Lord. We need you, Lord. Send us manna from on high, Lord. Help us to find the money that we need, Lord, to do the things for your ministry, Jesus. Give us ideals and winning and witty inventions, Jesus. Multiply the little. Multiply it, Lord Jesus. For the work that needs to be done, Lord. Help us to give sacrificially when we can, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for what you have blessed us with, Lord. We thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord. Strengthen our bishop, Jesus, in his school, in the school work that he has to do, Lord. Give him the stamina that he needs, Jesus. Give him the understanding that he needs, Lord, to pass with good grades. Help us to study your word, Lord. Strengthen us in our studies, Lord. Help us to organize our time, Lord. Let your word be our first priority, Lord. Getting what thus says the Lord. Working on our own personal relationships with you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. Strengthen our prayer lives, Lord. Let us first wake up praising you and praying to you in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening, Lord. Let that be our foundation, Lord. Keeping that line of communication open to you, Jesus. Staying connected. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord. Let your will be done. Let your will be done, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord, in loving one another, Lord. Show us how to treat our brothers and sisters, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Show us how to love them the way you love us, Lord, with the agape love in our hearts, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord Jesus. Stretch out your hand on us today, Lord Jesus. Help us to rest in your love, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, Lord, for your strength, Lord. Strengthen us in forgiveness, Lord Jesus. Help us to forgive one another, Lord, when someone trespassed against us, Lord. Help us to forgive them, Lord Jesus. Help us to forgive our enemies, Lord Jesus. In your name, Jesus. Help us to go through. Help us to endure hardship, Lord, as good soldiers, Lord. Strengthen us this morning, Lord. We need your strength this morning, Lord. We are calling on your name, Jesus. We're standing on your promises, Lord. Strengthen us to bridle our tongues, Lord. Help us to be slow to speak and swift to hear. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Thank you, Jesus. Give us the strength, Lord, to go visit the sick and afflicted and shedding, Lord. Help us to make the sacrifice, Lord Jesus. Help us to get out of self, Lord, and go see about someone else, Lord, that may be more unfortunate than us, Lord. Help us to extend our hand of kindness. Help us to minister to them, Lord, in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, in the jails, in the penitentiaries, Lord. Give us the strength that we need, Lord, to do your work, Lord, to see about your children. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you this morning. Lord, give us the strength to fight against the devil, Lord. And all the attacks that he's coming with, Lord Jesus. Help us to put on your armor, Lord. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in the name of Jesus. We ask it, Lord Jesus. We humbly come to you, Lord Jesus. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our commander in this army. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And finally, Lord, strengthen us in praising your name, Lord Jesus. We want to praise you, Lord. Wherever we are, Lord Jesus, we want to give you the praise. You say, let everything that have breath praise your name. We have breath in our bodies, Lord, so we know you're talking about us, Lord. Lord, we want to praise your name, Jesus. We want to give you the glory that you deserve, Lord, because you got the victory for all of us on this prayer line. Thank you for making us a family, Lord. We are family. That's what came to my mind when Sister Cynthia was praying. Thank you, Lord. I wish I could remember all the lyrics, but I thank you, Lord, for making us family in you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Lord, just continue to lead and guide us as we get ready to leave this prayer line, Lord, and go ministering in our locations, Lord. Put your angels of protection around us, Lord. Keep a praise in our heart, Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength, Lord. And we thank you for your joy this morning, Lord Jesus. In spite of our circumstances, Lord, we thank you for our joy. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, my sisters and brothers, I'm going to unmute the line so we can say goodbye. Don't forget, Bishop Clark is coming on the Daily Bread at 9 o'clock. If you can, tune in and listen and log in and share and comment. Yeah, and comment. And we love y'all. Thank you all for your prayers. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh,
amen. Amen.
Still here.
Thank you for your
prayers. Well, thank
God
you for the prayers.
God bless
you. To you about your cousin.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Everyone, have a great day. Have a great day.
You
love y'all.
All right.
God
bye-bye.
Bless.
Mm-hmm. Be blessed.
Amen. Yes. Yeah.